Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always good to be here and see your faces again. This past month has been a very interesting time for me. Some joys, celebrations, and a death. A good friend of mine, high school friend, passed away July 19th. What I found interesting was my inner and outer experience of, in particular, the death. I'll explain more, but what I noticed was connections. When I thought about connections through this experience, I'll get back to that, connections to me is a little bit different than relationship. You know, we have relationships with people, but connections is different, I think. Now, my friend, Jan, we've been friends since high school, 60 years we've been friends. I can't say that her death was a surprise. She had some health issues, but happening when it did was a surprise. She went in, I think, to the hospital for pneumonia, but I didn't realize she was in ICU. Got another text a week later from her husband saying that she had passed. I was kind of numb. You know how that happens. You're just sort of numb, and I went through things. I did not go to the visitation on Sunday when I might have seen some of my high school friends, you know, that might have come. I literally couldn't get myself off the couch. I just was in one of those moods, you know. Anyway, so I went to the funeral on Monday, and as soon as I got to the door of the sanctuary, then the feeling started, and I noticed that. I went in and spoke to her husband and her children. She had two, and then of course they're grown and have children of their own. And then I went back and I sat back in the sanctuary. I knew no one there. She was very involved with her church, which was wonderful. But what I realized was that our friendship, our relationship, our connection was kind of compartmentalized. You know, we went to the high school reunions together. Her husband wasn't fond of going because it wasn't very fun for him. He didn't know anybody. We had a very large class. So we did that. We went to lunch normally about monthly. But I didn't, that was it. You know, that was our connection. That was our relationship for a good long time. As I sat there in that sanctuary and watched, you know, just was there and noticing my own feelings, it was not a Unity church, you know, so kind of hearing what they were saying, it was a beautiful service. And then watching all the other people, seeing her children, her grandchildren grieve and feeling that in myself, I became, and I was like invisible, you know, because there were no interactions with, so it was a beautiful opportunity to just think about, contemplate my connection with her and how all this works. I realized that we have worlds that we participate in. When I was much younger and my daughter was young, it was before kindergarten, I think, I volunteered to be a Daisy leader in the Scouts. That's pre-Brownie, so you have Daisy, Brownie, and then Girl Scout. I did it 1 year. That was quite an experience. But when you get into scouting, then you begin to see and meet all these people. There's a hierarchy, and there are meetings, and it's a world. It's a whole world. There are all these connections. And that's true of almost anything. When you go to work, there are the connections, just all kinds. So in these connections, many times we tend to gather with like-minded people. We have connections with that. Now, the motivation for gathering, for these connections can be, is varied. Sometimes it is a job, you know, and so the reason you're there connecting with all of the people there is because you're all getting paid, you know, for a service. Maybe it's the skill set you have that makes you like-minded, but that's what that's for. We are connected because of unity principles. We come here because we all believe to some degree, you know, or a whole lot, that we are all children of God, and you know, all of the principles that we come here. We're connected. People are connected with sometimes beliefs, values, reasons, family. That's a biological thing, you know, so we are connected. We get to choose, though, how active those connections are. Sometimes I have family members that I haven't seen for years, and then I have others that I am more in touch with all the time. Clubs, I had, and they're both gone now, but I had an aunt and uncle who, once their kids were grown, bought a camper. And so they and all of their friends who were in this camping club thing would go camping, you know, at the same place. And they enjoyed it tremendously. So we have all these ways that we connect with people or groups. And like I say, it's usually like-minded in some way. We're similar to these people and other people in some way. And what can happen, often I forget, you know, like if I'm with church people, and I try very hard not to get political up here at all, because that's not what we're here for. We're here for unity principles. But sometimes I have this tendency to think that, well, if I'm like you in this way, that we believe these principles, then we must be alike in our political views. Oh, no. No. That is not the case. So connections, the like-mindedness can be specific, you know, and anyway, so I think it's a good thing to keep in mind. Its connections are powerful, very powerful. We come together as a team, you know, as a community. I loved what you said, Karen, about we are changing the world. We are, you know, as we are here, and I think we're all about energy. And so as we exude love, joy, peace, then that affects our world. So I loved what you said. They are powerful. When we're working, we are coming together in our connections for some outcome. When we have clubs, we're there to have a pleasant time, and that works. So they're really powerful. Well, and groups, teams, of course, you know, you're coming together for some specific outcome. Very powerful, these connections. There's a slightly dark side, though, to them, and I kind of alluded to it. But specifically, it is that it can be easy to begin to think that like-minded is right-minded. No, that's not necessarily true. When we buy into that, when we fall into that trap of our connections, our like-mindedness, this is the right way, we become exclusive. We become those that put up barriers, us and them, and right and wrong, divisiveness and separation, that is not one of the unity principles. But it's easy to do. Like I was mentioning the well, if we're like here, we're like there. You know, well, of course you think like I do. That's it. And in my own head, I have to stop that. Like, well, of course that's right. No, it's just the way I think. There is this tendency to think right-minded to the extent we know what religion has done through the centuries in the name of God. Killing and looting and all of that has come from this idea that being like someone, this connection, like-minded is right-minded and dangerous, I think very dangerous. Emily Cady is a pioneer in the New Thought movement. She was a powerful woman. I think she and the Fillmores went to Emma Curtis Hopkins for training, and the Fillmores liked her writing and commissioned her to write for them, for their magazine, Modern Thought, I think. And she did, so she wrote these articles, very powerful. Unity then later put them into a book, and it's called Lessons in Truth. Second only to the Bible, we consider that a textbook for Unity principles, Unity teachings. In Lessons in Truth, she was, there was a part in the back where she was talking, in the back of the book, she was talking about this, what we heard in the first song, this God in everyone. She was talking about that, and that we accept that in Unity principle, that is true, that we each have that divine identity, that we all have that divine part of us. So she was talking about that, and she said, talking about each person living in the Christ or divine in us, says, he will know that he can cease forever from any undue anxiety about bringing others into the same external fold that he is in. I think that's so important. That there are so many people who think they have to convince others of, this is the right way. You're mistaken. No, you're wrong. This is the right way. She says he will know that he can cease forever from any undue anxiety about bringing others into the same external fold that he is in. My friend Janet and I had a wonderful friendship. Our connection went back years and years and years. My aunt and uncle had wonderful connections with their camping friends. That's great. I don't need for you to know what it was like to go to Rittner High School. You don't need to like camping, to have met my aunt and uncle and like them. There is no pressure. In fact, I would take it further. We do not want to try to do that. It's not up to us. There's a saying, not my circus. Most of the time, what we're dealing with is not my circus. So that what she said then, she said, when we hold to a belief that we are all one, we eliminate the divisions and separations. That's true. Jesus said, what you do to others, you do unto me. We are all one. Thinking about that and then recognizing then the diligence that is required as we think about these connections and this tendency to think like-minded, right-minded, I was looking for something that how do we keep ourselves from doing that? I found a quote that I think answers that for me, maybe for you too. Reverend Charlene Manuel, Unity minister, she had on one of the publications from the 2015 World Day of Prayer, she had something she wrote, and I thought it was brilliant. So here's what she says. When our connection with God is strengthened, our faith and trust in God deepens. This deeper relationship enhances the outcomes of our prayers. Our connection with God is strengthened. So our focus then can become strengthening that connect. That's the connection. That's where we put our time and our energy. This deeper relationship enhances the outcomes of our prayers. What are our prayers? As has been heard before, often they are for things like peace, peace of mind, comfort, strength, wisdom, guidance. And when we are connected to Source. We are connected to the divine. We have access to all of that. So then, it is my belief that this becomes our foundation, our platform from which to move through life. Making connections, dropping connections, strengthening connections, whatever we want to do, when we come from that connection with God, that becomes our pillar. And we know then it'll resonate within us when something feels a little off. Maybe we're stepping into that right-minded thing again. This becomes our foundation. This is what we want to do. It all comes from this awareness of the Christ in each one of us, our true identity. I will admit there are some who I have a hard time seeing any kind of light in them. I remember the movie The Green Mile. There was a guard in that was just awful. I mean, he was just evil. and how to, you know, but we each have that little flame in there. We each have that divine identity. It may be covered over, and it may be hard to see, but we trust. We've also heard that. We trust. We lean into the knowing that this is how we were created. It is there, even if we can't see it. So then we can joyfully, knowing this, trusting that our foundation, then we can joyfully embrace all of the connections. We embrace them, we keep an eye out for any tendency to do right-minded things, but we just go through life enjoying all of the connections, all of the activities, the joy that comes that, and we keep our focus on Source, God. We become, we express, and we manifest that expression. So, as we begin to think about contemplating this, let's take the words of Jesus Christ, our way shower. The connection we have with Jesus Christ is that we have a connection through the beliefs. What he taught, we are the students. And so we use his words, the Lord's Prayer, as our guide. So let's say that together. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's just stay in this sweet, sacred space, letting those words sink deeper and deeper into our minds and hearts. We are children of the Most High. We are creations of Source. We have the potential to be all that we can imagine. Each of us is unique in our skills, our talents, the way we view things, and it takes all of that to rise together, to lift humankind into manifesting more and more of that Christ. We pause, we become still in the inner and the outer. And we allow ourselves to think about connections in our lives, knowing that we are starting from that foundational connection, one with our Creator. We take opportunities like this to strengthen that connection, to pray, to meditate, to be still. And then we turn to the connections we have in our lives. There are so many blessings, so many joys, so many experiences to be had, to be grateful for, and to just savor. Every day is a new beginning. No matter what our age, no matter what occupation, each day is a new beginning, and we have an opportunity once again every day to reinforce and strengthen our connection with God. We have the opportunity then from that place to consider our connections. Are there enough? Do we want more? Is there a connection that needs strengthening? Is there a connection that is not serving anymore? We are like cogs in wheels. We are all connected. And when we are in truth connected, like we are in this moment, we are one. So let's take time, as we do each week, in silence to just be with this alignment, with this connection. We open our inner ears, we open our inner eyes. We are receptive, we are willing to divine, to hear, experience divine ideas, to listen to guidance. We are here, willing and ready to be in the silence. And we give thanks. For me, one of the blessings in finding unity was being able to understand, accept, and just revel in the awareness that I am one with my Creator. So we are grateful for the awareness, grateful for the observation of that, grateful for all that empowers us to do and to be. We are here to be the best that we can be, to be our highest selves. In this community, we support each other in that endeavor. We see it in each other. There's a beautiful song that says, "You are the face of God," and you are. So we are grateful for this awareness, we're grateful for this knowledge, and grateful for the connections we have today and those that are coming in the future, and all that brings us, all the blessings. So in love and in deep, deep gratitude, we just simply say thank you, thank you, thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.